This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not all kinds of high-tech gizmos are the cool, fun, glitzy kind of high-tech gizmos, you know. Case in point, garbage cans. The public kind that you find in parks and on sidewalks. They need to be tended, emptied on a regular basis, which takes time and money and people. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Erica Barris reports on how that city is trying to cut down on workers' wasted hours.
It's a Monday morning, and I'm riding around in a Department of Public Works truck. We're slowly making our way along downtown streets, stopping to check public trash cans. About half need emptying. The rest, we skip. But Val Trincala and his co-workers still check every can on every street on their route.
I'm going to make a left here, and we're going to do Smithville, okay? Then we're going to do Boulevard Alleys.
This time next year, a ride with these guys will look pretty different. Pittsburgh is spending $854,000 to install sensors in street-side trash cans. Those sensors will transmit information that tells workers when the cans are full to reduce time they spend checking empty cans. Mike Gable is the director of Public Works.
If we are able to knock off 50,000 hours, that's roughly 25 employees that can be rededicated to other tasks in Public Works.
Things like
pothole patching, vacant lot cleanup. It could be more tree pruning, you know, street cleaning.
Gable expects this upfront money will turn into savings down the line. Sarah Bixby is with the Solid Waste Association of North America. She's seen variations of this type of technology in trash.
It adds better data to their decision making. And if we want to have more effective government or more effective collection programs, then you need better data.
It's what's called the Internet of Things, merging the physical with data to collect information. Carlo Ratti with the Sensible City Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology says this information can make cities run better. In Cambridge, his lab installed sensors on trash trucks.
By actually using just a small number of trucks, what you can do is very quickly learn a lot of things about the city. It's about air quality, it's about temperature, it's about potholes, infrastructure, and so on and so on.
He points to similar projects in Copenhagen and Singapore.
I would say we're at the beginning of this Internet of Things revolution in cities. And I think we need to experiment a lot.
That's going to be tough.
Back in the Department of Public Works truck, Val Trincala, who's in the Teamsters union, says this experiment will waste tax dollars.
There's no need to get sensors and invest all that money to tell us what we're doing right now. That's not a good business decision.
He's been emptying cans for 37 years. Even if they're not full, he says they should still be emptied at least once a day. Food waste attracts rats. And the biggest concern? Discarded needles.
I believe if we don't check the way we check the cans, it'll be a hazard for the public.
While city officials expect a return on their investment within a few years, workers like Trincala feel differently. At the dumping site, he points to a pile of dented, rusted trash receptacles. Snow, ice, salt, vandalism, those are the realities of street cans, he says. Not fancy cans with sensors that cost $1,200 apiece.
They're going to be scrapped in 3 years. Just by the weather, environment. By age, everything gets old, things need repaired.
The sensors will be installed throughout the city over the next year. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.